So when Esav comes for Yaakov for the reunification, as it were, the attempted reconciliation after so many years, so the angels that Yaakov sent to Esav, such as Veshuva Malachim, El Yaakov Lamer Bana El Achicha El Esav, Gamalechli Krosha Abrami El Ishimo, so said that even though you have sent messengers, sent us, Esav is not behaving like a brother. He's coming with 400 men to destroy you. And it says, Vayira Yaakov Ma'od Vayetzelo, Vayachat Tesamashu'ito Vesatzom Vesaboka Vagmalim Shnei Machanos. So Yaakov already, it says he prepared for the meeting with Esav in three ways. He prepared a bribe, which has been the preferred mechanism to deal with our enemies throughout the generations. He prayed, and he prepared by preparing for war. Those are the three options that have always been given over to the Jews. And it says that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, whenever he used to go deal with the Roman Empire in Antoninus, he always used to read through Vayishlach, so he would be able to see insights in how to deal with Esav. Anyway, he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you don't see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reassures Yaakov. He prays how scared he is, and he appreciates all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for him. And he reminds God what Kodesh Baruch Hu said to him. But you don't see that Kodesh Baruch Hu reassured Yaakov. Unlike when Avram was afraid, unlike when Yitzchak was afraid, God said, don't worry, I'll take care of you. You don't see that by Yaakov. And one of the Meforshim, the Rishonim, as well as the Yashar Ber Salvechik, brings it down, that the reason he didn't is because Yaakov's struggle wasn't going to be a one-time struggle like Avram had, with Avimelech, or the war of the five kings and the four kings, or with Yitzchak, with the Plishtim. Yaakov's fight was going to go on until the Imos HaMashiach. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give him words of reassurance that everything will be good. Because unfortunately, throughout the generations, throughout the centuries, unfortunately, we've lost many Jews to the hatred of Esav. But in the end, we will be successful. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us, and we'll see a little bit more during the rest of the week about this meeting with Esav and with Sarah Shalasha.